back today.
I would agree that in my recollection, I don't know a greater time. I would agree that in my recollection, I don't know a greater time.
Wow. Admiral Samuel Locklear saying that North Korea could fire any time. What do you think? Are you worried, about the North Koreans? This is where we start for this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hi, everybody. Hope you're doing well and you're bundling up because you could get hit by hail, snow, or rain. By the way, we'll get to that. Let's hope we don't get hit with a nuke, though. North Korea is ratcheting up more of the rhetoric. Kim Jong-un or Un. You know, I've actually heard it said both ways. Who cares? He's a nut. And a different kind of nut, or he wants us to believe he is. So 41% of Americans see North Korea as an incredible or immediate threat, according to a new poll. The U.S. thinks that a test could occur without standard warning to aviation and shipping and all of that. Intelligence, some of the recent stuff anyway, is showing that North Korea likely has completed launch preparations, and that to me is worrisome. So U.S. and North Korea officials did meet, by the way, at a secret meeting in New York last month. How about that? So there was some concern already. U.S. satellites, radars, all of that are trying to calculate the trajectory of missiles within minutes and conclude whether they're on a test path headed for an open ocean or potentially headed for land mass like Japan. The United States and Japan would then have to decide whether to try to shoot the missiles down. Oh, man, talking about shooting missiles down. We think the missiles are at a point about halfway down the eastern coast of North Korea and 10 miles or so inland. That's why they've got the satellites on them to try to track whatever it is that they can. Building, testing long-range ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons. Clearly a direct threat to national security and stability, of course, in that region, in Asia. China is the question. What about their relationship with North Korea? They are the key to this whole thing. Do they persuade the North Korean government to engage in restraint, or do they push them to do more by really stepping out of it? I would be skeptical. Admiral Locklear, who you just heard, regards China as really not a friend or even an enemy. China, he says, in his words, more nuanced than the United States, and says some reporting that the leadership in China has made statements about the issue. Over the weekend, the president of China was quoted as saying that no nation should be allowed to throw a region and even the whole world into chaos for selfish gain. He didn't mention North Korea, but it seemed like a reference to North Korea. So maybe North Korea is overplaying its hands. Or hand, and trying to figure out a picture of that region, modern day, what does it mean to the south and the north as this continues to happen? Saber rattling is one thing, but now it seems as though people are starting to get cut. More than provoking. More than provoking. Speaking of being provoked, I don't think you can say this guy was provoked. I think that he went after people. 20-year-old Dylan Quick decided, it's kind of boring on this sleepy Texas college campus. So I'm going to take an X-Acto knife out, and I'm going to stab in the neck and the face and the head 14 people. 14 people were injured. Two still in the hospital in critical condition. People who were there for the attack on this campus said it was chaotic. People were bleeding. They collapsed to the ground. Students and teachers were ducking for cover. Some, though, thought quickly, took a breath, and acted. They chased Dylan Quick, wrestled him to the ground, and then other people helped those that were wounded. Bravo that they didn't let him get away or get to more people. But who's thinking something like this is going to happen on this particular kind of campus? People swarming all over, running, screaming, my friend's been stabbed. Notifications went out right away to tell others who were on their way to the campus not to come, that it was on lockdown. So that system worked. Really, ever since Virginia Tech, schools are more aware of being prepared. So a call comes in, 911, a male on the loose stabbing people. That's what they got. At least one person injured had what looked like the blade of a box cutter sticking out of her cheek. Oh, that's scary to think of that. And it's just that luck of the draw of where somebody was, because it seems as though he randomly picked some classrooms, and that was it, and he stuck to those classrooms. And it had to be scary, as everybody's running and trying desperately, desperately to get away. It's interesting that we talk about guns, and then here we go, somebody with an X-Acto knife, proving really the point if you want to do some damage, not always the most obvious weapon that everybody's trying to pin a lot of blame on. Sometimes other things happen. And the approach here was clearly the knife. Clearly the knife to try to get whoever could feel the X-Acto knife. Room to room. And they set up a triage and try to help the injured people and figure out how did this possibly happen. So the stay away from the school, seek shelter in a secure location until the incident is resolved. So that was smart. Campus reopens now. You have professors, you have students who return just a day later. It happened right before noon. And try to sort this out. Lone Star College campus, that's where it happened. I think anybody going to school needs to sort of assess, not sort of. When you sit down somewhere, you need to look around. You need to do a 180 all over the place just to make sure. Better safe, and maybe in some people's eyes, a little over the top than to be careless, have people tracking you, and you end up in a situation where, unfortunately, you have no way to escape. So here, at least, with the confrontation, they knocked him down, picked him up. He's going to be charged. So far, nobody's died, but critical condition, not good for two people. Stay with us, talking about guns and victims' families next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
I'm not for banning the purchase of weapons by law-abiding American citizens. I'm not for the federal government registering firearms. Those type of things have been tried in the past and didn't work, and I don't think will work. But that doesn't mean you don't listen to people who've been aggrieved by a tragedy. Try and find common ground and give them a chance to be heard. I think everybody ought to get a vote up or down so they can express themselves. They thanked me for being willing to give them a vote on cloture so they can at some point in time get a vote on whatever bill comes out.
All right, they're listening to what's happening in Washington, the discussion over guns. That was Isaacson, Senator Isaacson, and this really race to the end should be interesting here, because now we've had a couple of weeks plus on this. Nicole Hockley was one of the 12 who came to Washington to talk about her child and Newtown, Connecticut, and Sandy Hook Elementary and what happened, and ultimately what has to happen with guns in this country. Here's Nicole Hockley.
We've been having private meetings with different people, and I think one of our biggest asks of this week is to ensure that the measures being proposed are opened up for debate and aren't closed down. We've been received very warmly and openly.
All right. The people on the Hill, sensitive, I think, to what's happened, and certainly we know it's only been a short amount of time, how tragic that was right before Christmas. So should we have stronger legislation when it comes to guns or no? Do you think the theory is, if the criminals have the guns, then don't we need to have the guns? Let's go to Joe, who's listening to us in Washington. We've circled back around with Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What's on your mind?
Great conversation with you tonight. Okay, you know, my heart goes out to the people who boarded Air Force One and went touring around who were the families of the victims of the Newtown, Connecticut massacre. Okay? No problem there. My question is, honestly, how many of them, if they had the opportunity, were they armed at the time, would they have not taken out the perpetrator? That's, and then it's all candor. If that person had been able to be stopped, any number of them probably would have done so because it was their very family at stake. Now, I also think that, you know, the whole issue of gun control ties into what it means to be a citizen in the United States of America as mm-hmm. it was founded in this country, and what it means to have that citizenship provided for by the federal government, and the right of the citizens of the several states not to be protected by the federal government from invasion. And so all of, I don't want to steer too far away from your discussion about the whole issue of gun control, but gun control is deeply, guns or the right to protect oneself and bear arms for their family against invasion of any sort is deeply rooted in what founded this nation. And so any attempt by the federal government to remove the right of the citizenry to be armed, and they can use emotional appeals like the stricken, honestly grieving and heart-stricken families or any other means. But really, ultimately, their own home actually is their castle, too. And were they given an opportunity, any one of them would have stepped right up and taken a bullet for that other family member. So, you know, this isn't it. I mean, and you mentioned earlier, you questioned why reinvent the wheel. You mentioned earlier about somebody using just a blade to
exactly
kill
like,
a whole
yeah.
bunch of people.
Yeah.
Okay, and you could use a chair. You could use a stick.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to start outlawing sticks and chairs.
It goes
even further. But really, fundamentally, our federal government, this whole idea that the federal government would never do anything wrong against us and we should always trust in the federal government and that they're always going to be our friends, you know, I don't know how much that's wishful thinking or how much is that they want to project that onto America or what. Really, we have had by far the most honest government that in recent history the world has ever known. We have a great experiment in democracy that nobody can equal. But is it possible for our government to try to turn the table and to take control? I definitely think it is, especially if they're purchasing billions of rounds of ammunition and buying tanks, and wanting to fly drones around all over the country and have a camera on every corner to photograph you. I don't know how far is the citizenry willing to of the several states willing to say, okay, our federal government is there for us and they're here to help us and protect us. You know?
Yeah. You know what, Joe? Well said. I agree with you. I think that people have to take the blinders off and you have to decide, well, how far do you just say, I'm not involved? And, like you mentioned the statement, just trust in the federal government. Wow. That's such naive thinking. You're right. I don't think that's what you should do at all. I think that we really, the best safety, if you will, safety valve. Good call, Joe. Thanks. The best safety valve for all of us is to be aware. It's our government. It's we the people. We're electing this government. So that's the idea behind the United States of America. It's a democracy, and it's your government and my government. It's your money and tax dollars and my money and tax dollars. So we need to be aware. And it's more than a slippery slope. It seems almost too trite to say that. But with the gun issue, with immigration, with a slew of other things that are taking place that go from one committee to another committee to another committee and get bounced around. I think that you cannot fundamentally justify, you could not justify to me taking away all of the guns from Americans. You can't justify that. But is there a end game here, a runaround like New York, where they're looking at people saying, well, if they've taken some kind of anti-anxiety medication, then that's a red flag and we're going to look at them and maybe they don't, not even maybe, we will take their card and then they'll have to give up their weapon. So when it's convenient to label, we label. And when it's not convenient, we don't. And that's what's happened here. And unfortunately, it would be great if there was a big sign hanging over a person who was about to commit a mass murder, but there isn't. And if the people closest to them don't see they're tripping up and something's going on, certainly somebody outside with a different kind of lens is not going to see that either. It'd have to be a real rarity to be able to see, say rather, that they understand what's happening. But there really is no understanding, let's face it, Sandy Hook Elementary. You have to remember, too, 26 people in all died. 20 were children, and the rest were administrators, teachers, that kind of thing. So it's personal. Guns are personal in the United States. If I'm in a situation like the people were in Luby's cafeteria, and suddenly a truck drives through and they're shooting, somebody's on a rampage and they're shooting everybody. I know even if you say you are not for guns in any way, you want the guy next to you with the gun who kills, shoots and kills and takes out the person who's randomly firing bullets at everyone. Because I know I want that person. If I'm in that situation, there's no guns, but he has a gun and somebody's coming right at me, waving a semi-automatic, and the person near me takes them out. Oh, that's the best. But unfortunately, we don't see too many of those stories because gun measures are all over the map in this country. It depends on where you live. So this is very personal to every single one of us. I can't imagine what the people went through at Sandy Hook Elementary. I think the worst way it was described to me is everybody, remember, they were huddled into a fire station, and it was hours and hours, and they knew there's no kids, and somebody came down and said, no, they're everybody's out. They had to know that's what was happening. And they say the screams in the room were just blood-curdling. Without a doubt, the people who had it the worst were all the people who lost their kids, their family members, just a few weeks before Christmas. Awful. And no explanations. There's no way to completely heal that wound. Stay with us.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And crannies, wherever you hail. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Yeah, we go from guns and legislation. Is it going to be an over-legislation coming out of Washington? I don't think so, because there's no agreements happening. To this nut with an X-Acto knife running around in a small campus outside of Houston. You know, you had one woman with a hole in her neck, another victim who was stabbed in the head. X-Acto knives are sharp, 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 so it is absolutely a weapon. Somebody else was stuck in their cheek and was bleeding all over the place. I mean, it was nasty stuff. That's why the helicopter get the people out of there to try to get them to the hospital as soon as they could to get them treated and get through it, because you got two people in critical condition. Necks, faces, that's where he was aiming for heads. And knowing that if I'm going to kill someone, I'm going to try to hit the hot spots and where I can get them. And this nut, and he's a nut, said that he fantasized. Oh, I fantasized about doing this. He's a student. He plotted this. Dylan Quick wasn't very quick. 20 years old, and this was his fantasy. This was his goal for his life, to go and ruin other people's lives when they least expected it to happen. And to the point of guns versus everything else, hey, you know what do we say all the time? If somebody wants to get you, they can get you with other things. He had an X-Acto knife, a lot of power. He wielded it when people weren't expecting it. and he was able to nail fourteen people, in critical condition. Here's the good news. He was elusive, but a group of kids chased and tackled him, threw him down on the ground, pinned him down until the campus police could show up and the sheriff came and all that other stuff. So they're continuing their investigation, but, I mean, this guy's going away, hopefully forever, for what he did. But, you know, these kinds of things are happening now. Cop says what you need to do is vary your routine. Matt was talking about looking around and notifications you get now. And that's what some schools are getting a lot better about, that they did at this school. So other people coming to the school knew, don't come in, we're in lockdown, wait till the situation clears up and wait for further instructions. But you can also personally vary what you do, mix up the routine, that kind of thing, as the campus police should do. So if somebody is figuring out when somebody's on foot or in car, on a car, and when they're patrolling, if they mix it up, it might confuse the would-be attacker. Let's put it that way. Rick in Illinois. Rick, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
They let the students pack weapons. I'd be able to stab anybody.
You say if they let the wait. You say if they let the students have like guns. I'm talking about guns. If they let the students have guns, you think it'd be disastrous?
Well, it'd been disastrous for him.
It would have been. Yeah. Ready, aim, fire, boom. Yeah. Dylan Quick, not so quick anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
One time I heard somebody will try to do something drastic, but their mind's made up to do it. You know, they're going to find a way to do it.
Well, this is the case with this guy. He had his mind made up. He plotted. Yeah. He was going to do it. He was a kid who was a student there. I mean, he looked like a normal, regular guy. That's the thing. You know, we keep talking about, and I do it too, where what are the red flags? But there was no red flags around him. So how would you possibly know that?
You can't know what's going to happen.
No.
You can't read people's minds.
Normal
people want to fool you. They go, "There's a normal guy. He don't do nothing. He puts up with the white gold."
Right. Yeah, it's scary.
So, what's Ann Coulter doing picking on our favorite bimbo, Taylor? That she
because
learn how to speak proper English.
Right, because she doesn't want to be thrown into the same category as Sarah Palin. That's why.
But she is.
She is.
Older knows ain't worth knowing. So she's the same, you know, same as Palin. They got buddies. They're picking on her. She'll be your buddy.
Yeah.
But
the
ain't worth knowing.
Here's the thing. I think when you get down to it with Palin, any publicity is good publicity because then people that will go out and listen to her. They don't care no matter what thing she trips on or obstacle or whatever. So, Rick, every time you bring up her name, there's like a cha-ching. There's an ATM machine in the background, and she's just made more money.
Yeah. What
it's
I like, say, you know,
listen, it's like Kim Kardashian in a different sense. There are people that become celebrities, whether they're politicians or whether they're actors or whether they're models or whether they're people that do nothing but somehow they are on a reality show or whatever it is, and they just, it's like the Jersey Shore kids, they just explode and make a ton of cash and people want to go see them. And certainly Palin falls into that category. A lot of people want to go out and hear her talk. They want to meet her. They want to talk to Sarah Palin.
Only thing I want is her tour bus. That's the only thing I want.
She has a good tour bus. Yes.
She won't need it no more, so.
So you could have the tour bus. You could renovate
yeah.
it to kind of a giant man cave, and then you could cruise around the nation. Maybe we could do an America Tonight remote, and you could be our guide through Illinois, and then we could pick it up in a couple of other areas. That would be fun, actually, to take America Tonight on the road and travel around to all over, Missouri, Illinois, New Jersey, Florida, Texas. I don't know. We'd have to pick a few places. I could pick six, and Matt could pick six. I think that would make it fair. California would probably be somewhere in the mix, I'm assuming. We'd probably see California. All right, I said we would check the mailbag, and we're going to do that in our next segment because I got so much mail, I don't want to cheat all the people who sent us mail. And it is a good reminder. Rick called us, and of course, I don't like to dance alone. If you want to vent or share your thoughts, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or hit us up snail mail-wise. It's a great invention, that internet, Al Gore's internet, and so many people on this show email. I mean, I say it every single time we go to the mailbag, but I am stunned by the amount of mail. And once again, we have a whole bunch of mail, so I'm going to make sure that we cover it from end to end. Let's put it that way. A couple of other quick side notes here worth mentioning. You know, this whole thing with the furloughs, and I've gotten emails from, like, Doug, who says, hey, I work for the Department of Defense. It's really brutal, although they cut back on the amount of days, so that's helped somewhat. But it was pretty scary to think 20% of my pay would be lost. Now it's closer to, you know, maybe 14 or 15%. And Kate, he says you have to remember what people forget is we're not getting cost of living increases, and all of our things are going up too, like insurance. The White House assistant chef says he's going to be furloughed. The assistant chef is someone who you never heard of his name before, but his name is Sam Cass. He cooks for the president several nights a week, and he's going to be furloughed as part of the across-the-board budget cuts that kicked in March. He's the, they call him the president's senior nutrition policy advisor. Boy, that sounds like a mouthful. A senior policy advisor. So you have to, somebody has to go in and feed the president to look at everything that he's eating. The White House said that 480 workers on the budget staff have to take days without pay, but they really haven't said anything about whether notices have gone out to any other Obama aides or whatnot. So what's interesting is he's the guy, this Cass guy, plants the White House garden, and check this out, he is the director of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to attack childhood obesity. So he said that effort won't be affected by it. He'll still buy, you know, the amount of the furlough, he'll still be able, they'll still be able to do that and pull that off, and that's not going to get shortchanged. Thank goodness. It's just the president. He's going to have to look up the nutritional value, or some other aide is going to have to look up the nutritional value of what he's eating at his meals. You know, it makes you wonder, in a, typically in a White House, and we know some of the numbers, but how many people play key roles? How many people are assistants? How many people are assistants to assistants? Is it kind of like a Hollywood thing? You, if you stay because you're just too lazy to get up and you're watching, or you just want to hear the music at the end of a movie, and they have all the credits, and you ever notice, there's the makeup artist, and then there's the assistant to the makeup artist, and then there's the assistant to the assistant makeup artist. You think, how many people do they need on a film crew to slap on makeup? I mean, I know there is an art form to it, and it's important because it changes the look of the actor, but they need three people per person to do it. So is the White House kind of like that? They need, how many chefs does it take to make the president a burger? What do you think the answer to that question is? Five. Five is the answer. Wow. Mailbag on the flip side.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight. Running into the night, there's too many men, too many people, making too many problems, and not much love to go around. Can't see this is a land of confusion. Well, this is the world we live in, and these are the hands we're given.
Many of you wanted to have your say here on the show, so you flipped me a few emails. With that, we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thanks. Kim says, Kim Jong-un or Un or whatever his name is definitely playing with fire, Ms. Delaney. I'd have to say that if he keeps ratcheting things up, there is a chance that somebody will slip and South Korea will be pushed to the brink, because they're not going to wait around to continue to listen to the things that he is spitting out there. If he doesn't pull back, if KJU doesn't pull back, we might see something that seems small really spiral in the wrong direction. Well, the South Koreans will retaliate. Why wouldn't they retaliate? What happens? This is what's dangerous. What if there is some kind of a crazy, what you would call sort of a low-level attack some kind of terrorist incident. If there was some kind of terrorist incident in South Korea, I think that South Koreans would just explode and that would be it. And this whole thing about long-range missiles and what do they, how far do they go and how inexperienced are they and all that other sort of stuff. He could reach out and decide, you know, I'm gonna really push fate a little bit. The South Korean military is tired of getting kicked from North Korea and not retaliating. So the South Koreans are always told, stand down, we'll diplomatic, we'll do it through diplomatic ways, we'll make this happen. But it could be the South Koreans are just as trigger happy as the North is for a different reason. So this is definitely, I think, something that can't be taken lightly. I agree. I think it is serious business. Do I think it's going to happen? Am I worried about a nuclear attack? The answer is no. I'm not worried about an attack, but it is wild to watch this unfold. And it is not comforting to see it go again and again and again and again, every button being pushed, because I think it's just that much more tempting for South Korea to also react. All right, let's take another one. This one from the Padre listening in Illinois. Hello, America. Tonight, Kate, love the show. Gotta say, I am sick of politics. I like it when you get off politics. I get that it's our money. I get that we're paying through the nose every time a committee is formed, and then another committee is formed, and yet another committee is formed to tackle things like immigration. We've been talking about immigration for two decades. What kind of country do we live in where we actually hire people or elect people, we'll call it that, to fill spots where they don't really accomplish the big task? I ask you, would you stand for that, Kate, in a corporation? Would you stand for that with anybody who works for you? No, of course not, is the answer. But it's the hot potato that nobody wants to touch. It gets passed around and around. And then there's some happy talk about, oh, we're getting closer. Yes, we're, you know, we are getting very, very close to a compromise. We're talking about increasing security at the border. We've been talking about increasing security at the border since I was born. So we can skip all that talk and just get right to the voting part and then the implementation part. But that's part of the problem. The voting, the idea, and it's a broad approach. How is it implemented anyway if it were to even be agreed to? How does that work? Here's one from Tommy, listening in Texas, who says, Kate, wow, the stabbing exacto knife, proving the point about guns. If somebody wants to go after you, they don't have to have a gun. They can have any other kind of weapon. Think of the size of an exacto knife. How easy would it be to go after somebody, stab them in the neck, the head, the thigh, the areas where we heard Dylan Quick did the damage? It'd be pretty easy to take aim and fire, in a sense, but this time you're using a knife. So he didn't have a gun. This wasn't somebody who opened fire. He didn't open fire at this 20-year-old. He did put two people in critical condition and wound others, 14 people in all, which is, you know, absolutely crazy if you think about it. But how long did it take? Not a long time. He just, boom, had a plan and went for it. Happened almost 11:30 in the morning at the Health Sciences Building on the Sci-Fair campus on, outside of Houston. Quickly, the students were able to knock him down so that they could go after him. Because it may end up, I mean, you got two people in critical condition. Hopefully they survive, but that may turn into a homicide, murder. We'll see. students were held inside classrooms as they went into lockdown. There was even somebody was talking about the fact that somebody else in another classroom was so scared they could hear them praying. They had a prayer circle. Others were walking to their car in the parking lot, and all cars were searched before they were allowed to leave campus because maybe there was some help here in the middle of this. But no, it looks just like Dylan Quick did this by himself. They weren't thinking that when I went to school today to the sleepy little campus, I'm going to get stabbed in the neck or the head or someplace else, and I'm going to be fighting for my life in a nearby hospital. It just says more and more, this screams out to all of us, to all of you listening to me, be more aware, be attentive to the situations around you so you don't get that X-Acto knife in your neck. Now, I'm not blaming the people on that campus because it was shocking. It wasn't planned for them. They weren't looking up and seeing that they were in trouble. They weren't thinking anything was up. And then suddenly they're in the middle of trying to fight, trying to lash out, trying to figure out what it was that provoked this 20-year-old. And the answer is we might not know. And the other thing is I wonder, are there copycats in these cases? When we have something happen on one campus and it's talked about a lot on the cable networks and every expert under the sun gives their two cents as to what was wrong and what happened, does it encourage other people who are trying to get their name out there, which I know is sick and twisted, trying to make something happen? That's what it becomes. It becomes a sick, twisted deal. And finding those red flags and figuring out how to see that, read that on people's faces, ooh, that's key. That is key. If we want to ever solve this, it still has to come back to how do we know, who are the potentials, who should we investigate? Who should we investigate? Thanks for the mail. Any more, send them my way, americatonight.net.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.